Epidemiologist Dr. Michael Friedrichs is with the Violence and Injury Prevention Program at the Utah Department of Health. He works with the Suicide Prevention Division. He says they noticed these trends back in 2013. The CDC was asked to independently investigate the severe escalation in adolescent suicides in Utah.
Well, that's why we requested this investigation from the Centers for Disease Control. And what they found, that there were a number of precipitating circumstances, that there really was no one reason to explain the high rates that we traditionally have always had, or the dramatic trend that we have seen in that time period. So it seems to be a combination of many different precipitating factors that all lead to isolation.
Friedrich says the state medical examiner's office is conservative in coding suicides, so they suspect numbers could be even higher than what has been reported. They don't have resources to go through all the medical charts of suicide victims, but they're trying to understand the risk factors that lead adolescents to take their own lives.
There's three state agencies here that really all have suicide coordinators and work collectively on this. The Department of Health, where I work, we collect data. The Department of Human Services, Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health, they really administer the programs and run the Utah Suicide Coalition. And then the Utah State Board of Education also has a suicide coordinator, and they work together with the other agencies to administer programs in schools. And
they have evidence that youth who commit suicide and those with suicide ideation show mental health problems. The predominant religion in Utah is the LDS Church, and the doctrine does not condone those who identify as LGBTQ. It's not a simple correlation, though.
There is some evidence that the LGBTQ community has higher rates, and survey data that's been collected in other states have found more than a doubling of suicide ideation among LGBT kids. So we know that's a risk factor. As to religion in survey data has been found to be a fairly strong protective factor, but what we don't know is if that's a protective factor uniformly across all disparate populations. The majority population tends to dominate the statistics in a survey, even though it's a very large survey. So what we would really like to do is collect more data on disparate populations, low socioeconomic status kids, racial and ethnic minorities, and sexual minorities, and try to understand whether religion is also a protective factor for them, or if it could possibly be a risk factor.
They found that bullying and isolation from peers, specifically when phones are taken away, is a risk factor.
13% of the kids had recently had a restriction in technology. They had a cell phone, tablet, or gaming device taken away from them and ended their life. We don't know whether that represents an interruption to their social networks, whether they're just distressed at losing access to their gadget, or whether it's anger at being punished, or whether the reason they were punished is really the reason they reacted in such a way. But it's a surprising finding that that many kids died immediately after having a most common phone taken away. And it's consistent with some other research that shows that people of all ages who either engage in a lot of social media or spend 5 or more hours a day on their phones have twice the rates of relationship problems.
It's costly to evaluate if suicide prevention programs are effective. Friedrich says one program, QPR, is evidence-based and it seems to have positive outcomes. QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer, and is an emergency response to someone in crisis. Anonymous surveys are done in Utah's public schools every other year, and data is collected from hospitals to track deaths from suicide. He says,
we can limit isolation and promote connectedness and maybe even find a little love for one another. Everybody wants to belong.
That's Utah State epidemiologist Dr. Michael Friedrichs. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.